In just a few moments, you will hear Conchetta Curtis, who has been on the road for the NBG since April 15th as part of the 4th Annual National Mayor's Ride. On April 25th, she participated in Tallahassee NBG Day with Mayor John. How are you doing, Conchetta?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
All right. Conchetta, what's it like out there? You've had some interesting encounters, if you will, with automobile traffic.
Yes, I did. Yesterday, just north of Griffin, which is just off 19 there before I hit Atlanta, it was getting kind of late in the day, and the traffic was getting pretty heavy, and they have those rumble strips on the side of all of Georgia 19. And at this point in particular, there was absolutely no shoulder to ride on, and so I was having to ride, you know, on the white line. And every single driver that passed me would honk the horn, and they were just not moving out of the way. So I actually stepped off the freeway there and started actually walking my bicycle to call Fred to come and pick me up. So.
Wow. Now, how many miles are we talking outside of the Atlanta Metro? Where were you? How many miles out?
I was 11 miles north of Griffin, so I think that's probably about 20 miles outside of out of the outskirts of Atlanta. So
it was 20 miles then for you, huh, to get into the city core.
It really was. I really felt life or death. It was like one wrong move, and I would have been a goner. So.
Do you feel like was there another road you could have taken, or was that?
I asked around, and not really. I mean, not without going extremely out of the way. And then I was also going to hit an issue when I got up to 75 and 19, trying to figure out actually how to get through Atlanta. But from what I've heard thus far, it just has built up so fast, and it's not even suitable for cars to drive, let alone bicycles or pedestrians to walk around.
Wow. Huh. Yeah. Well, you know, at 4 o'clock, you say 4 p.m., was the road carrying that much traffic earlier in the day? Or
No, it wasn't. And, I mean, the road was actually pretty similar the whole time, but there's also a lot of construction going on around here, and so there's just, I mean, the asphalt just kind of drops off at places, and, I mean, there's nowhere to ride at all. Hmm. But before, I mean, whenever it was lighter traffic, it wasn't so bad. But at this point, I mean, these trucks were, I mean, I swear they were hitting my saddlebag. That's how close they were. At least it felt that way. So,
wow.
And I mean, Fred and Kathy definitely insisted that I not ride on that road anymore. So.
Wow. So it was that vicious. You know, I'm thinking.
Really, it's been the worst. It was worse than Tampa, quite honestly. So.
And Tampa was bad.
Well, yeah, whenever I hit Brandon and all those things, it was on 60 there. It was really, really scary. But, I mean, at least they had sidewalks that I could alternately ride on, to whereas this road had nothing to alternately ride on at all.
Atlanta has been ranked by Bicycling Magazine as America's worst bike city.
Really?
Yes.
No, I can tell, though.
And so I think that's what we're trying to do, is trying to kind of...
Yeah.
Give them kind of some incentive to make it a little bit easier for us out there.
Right.
On a more positive note, it does sound like cultivating an awareness of the fact that there is indeed a difficult city, because their transportation department is going out of the way to make sure that there is a... they're even talking about a police escort and things like that. I don't know if we've talked about this, but the problem that we have in Atlanta today with NBG Day is the fact that there was an officer that was slain, and so they're having a funeral for him. So
right.
We're kind of just having want to go out of their way to accommodate you, and so I hope that that's going to work out for you at 4:30 in the afternoon today. How have the people in Atlanta been, or actually in Georgia, been for you?
I think they're all amazing. They all seem to be wonderful people and very, very fascinated with what I'm doing. So I've had lots of really interesting conversations with a number of people in the state. So
how about the hills?
The hills are fun. I mean, now I did get lost in Griffin, and I was lost on this street called Hill Street, and it was a really, really big hill, and I had to go over it twice. And I mean, it was a big hill. It was unlike any of the hills I'd seen so far. So, that one was a little bit interesting. I think it's kind of setting the pace for what I've got coming my way pretty soon here.
So you were lost in the hills on Hill Street.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Any street called Hill Street, you know, it's got to be a big hill. So.
Wow. Can you tell us a little bit more about Hill Street? I mean, do you have any idea what size the hill was?
No, it was just straight up and then down the other side. And that was actually, I hit my top speed at that point of 46 miles an hour on the whole trip.
Wow.
Going down Hill Street. So.
How many miles?
Yeah, that kind of gives you an idea of, it was probably... I'm guessing a 2 mile climb and then a 2 mile downhill.
Wow!
So it was a fairly large hill. I mean, and I thought it was taking me to 19. Somehow I just got a little turned around there in Griffin. So.
Now, were there rumble strips?
No rumble strips on that road. It was kind of just a neighborhood road, actually, kind of going through like a housing neighborhood and a business district.
Huh.
So that should have been. I should have known that. Why it wasn't 19. But.
So it has so much condition, but
I mean, not really, quite honestly. It was just that one stretch, and then there's a large portion of 19 that becomes a two-lane highway, and at that point, it was actually, I liked it even better because there was a tiny bit of a shoulder, and the rumble strips were gone. So that part was actually pretty nice, and it's just always nice to, you know, kind of ride down a two-lane highway. It just makes you...
On 19... if the road were kind of to be retrofitted to where they could have run was there enough room for a shoulder to be placed along?
If the rumble strips weren't there, it would have been perfect.
Tell us a little bit about... I'm sorry for interrupting, Conchetta.
No, that's okay.
Tell us a little bit about those rumble strips. How far out do they extend into the shoulder? Is it like a full shoulder full of rumble strips?
It's a full shoulder full of rumble strips. And there's probably, like, if you take from the white line, there's probably about... I'm going to guess 10 inches where there's no rumble strips, and then the entire shoulder beyond that is all rumble strips. So all the way to the dirt, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's the whole – I mean, if the rumble strips weren't there, it would have been perfect. It would have been like Florida 19, you know?
So essentially then it's like a 4-foot-wide shoulder or –
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It would have been totally suitable for a bike lane if those rumble strips weren't there. So
4 feet of rumble strips.
4 feet, well, probably, yeah, 3.5 feet of rumble strips, and then, you know, 1/2 a foot of the white line and a little tiny space, you know, before you got to them. But, yeah, definitely all rumble strips. So, and all of it was like that. All of it.
So how many miles did you get yesterday?
I got in 68 miles yesterday.
And the day before that was 80? And the day before
that was 89, and the day before that was 108.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
A lot of headwinds yesterday?
Actually, the weather yesterday was beautiful. I had no headwind. Well, I had a little bit, but maybe like a 5-mile-an-hour breeze, which at this point is nothing.
Uh-huh.
And then the day before that was the really hard wind, where I actually pulled off short about 10 miles of where I was trying to get to because the wind was so strong. And then the day before that was rain. So.
Jeez. In Florida, you ran up with a lot of other cyclists. Are you seeing anybody out there on the road in Georgia?
I saw not one cyclist on the road, not even in the towns that I passed through. I see a bicyclist.
Not even? So. You're kidding me. No bike riders at all? Not even recreational?
No bike riders at all. Nope.
No one doing errands or anything then, huh?
Nope. I didn't see a bike shop through the entire state. Granted, I only passed through a couple of towns, honestly, on 19. But yeah, I mean, I saw no bike shops, not even anyone on a cruiser or anything like that.
So nothing. So it's like, have you seen now that you're in north, I guess, of Atlanta, have you seen any bike riders in Atlanta?
Well, right now we're at the Bouse, we saw a couple bicyclists because Roswell's actually trying to get on the listing of being one of the most bike-friendly cities in the world, or in the U.S., excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's, you know, just right outside of Atlanta, there's definitely that culture.
So do you feel like it may be a worthy designation for them?
Absolutely.
from what you've seen? So it's kind of like bicycle heaven for you there, huh?
Uh-huh, definitely.
In Conchetta. How do you feel about being a bike celebrity this weekend?
It sounds pretty fun. I mean... Yeah. It looks like I'm gonna be around this town for a couple of days or so.
Again, so how does it feel to be to know that tomorrow is actually this afternoon you're gonna be doing Atlanta and BG Day, and then Saturday you've got a whole bunch of mares ride. Is that pretty exciting for you just to think about?
It is, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that a lot. So I'm just looking forward to being around a bunch of different people who are enthused about cycling. So
great. Okay. All right. Well, listen, Conchetta, I'm sure we're going to be talking to you, as I always wrap these up the way in which I always wrap them. I'm sure we're going to be talking to you. At any rate, and all that, now that all that's said and done, let's get off and be a part of your day. And I guess we'll have a little bit more of a discussion after you're done with your Roswell NBG Day tomorrow morning and have a great time. Say hi to Fred, and thanks to Fred for me. Anything you want to tell our listeners as we sign you off here?
Just get out there and ride your bike.
And that's it, huh?
That's it. That's simple.